Well, you could argue it takes courage to live as a Christian, no matter what age, era, year you find yourself in. Here we are in 2026. It has its own unique challenges, and that's the topic of a new book called Lionheart, Unleash the Warrior Within by author and pastor Carl Joseph, who's with us right now. Thanks for joining us, Carl.
Thanks, Todd. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you go really deep in this book and you cover a lot of topics. But I want to start off, if somebody's just saying, okay, maybe they're struggling as a believer, how do they know maybe they're in a religion as opposed to being a believer in Christ?
That is the number one premise of the book, in fact, developing a relationship with Christ, which I would say starts in the morning with literal worship time as you leave your bed. That sounds sacrilegious and crazy. No, we have to develop a personal relationship with the Lord that is in conformity with the Word of God. And today we have not only an ecumenical Christianity, which is a moving away from John 14:6 and the exclusivity of the gospel, but we're in danger of embracing a mystical Christianity, which is sensory perceptions, spiritual events that are not conforming with the Word of God. And really, my book is a clarion call back to orthodox Christian doctrine. And that's a love of the Word, meditating on the Word, and nurturing that relationship with Christ.
Probably what would be a big contributor to that is what you call biblical illiteracy in your book. And maybe you could talk about how that has become something that really is a consideration today.
Yeah, many people think they are Christians, and certainly they may claim to be, and that's, you know, something that can be debated in some ways. For example, almost one-third agree with the statement that Jesus was a great teacher, but he was not God. And this is from a poll I'm looking at, the 2020 Legionnaire Ministry State of Theology Survey on page 48. And many people think that the Holy Spirit is a force, not a personal being. It also mentions 18% of people think the Holy Spirit can tell me to do something which is forbidden in the Bible. And so we've seen this separation recently in recent years of people's thoughts and beliefs which do not line up with the Word of God. And it's because I believe we have not spent time to meditate on the Word of God. You know, when you think of the pilgrims back in the day and even the Puritans, they had a habit of scriptural memorization. And that is how they burned the Word of God into their very soul. And Dr. Thomas Watson, I have several quotes from him in my book talking about the importance of meditating, and that's a murmuring under the breath. For example, Watson said, the devil is an enemy of meditation. He knows that meditation is a means to compose the heart and to bring it into gracious frame. Satan is content that you should be a hearing and praying Christian, but he will not stand you to be a meditating Christian. And friend, that is what I'm trying to get through in the book. Let's go back to what the Word says. Let's burn into our heart and let's develop that relationship with Christ.
Now, here's another thing I'd like you to comment on is the fact that when you are courageous and you do step out, it is so easy to get drawn into just a hostile environment. Like, you don't mean to, but all of a sudden you found yourself there. You thought you were just being a very bold and expressive Christian, and all of a sudden, I wish I hadn't said anything because of the environment we have today, and there's just so many people just want to argue.
Yeah, brother, it's the truth. You look at the book of Acts, it is a book of confrontation and persecution, and persecution does come with the territory. When you speak the true gospel, which is exclusive, not inclusive, because Christ is the only way, you're offensive to people. And it says that Jesus is a rock of offense and a stone of stumbling. And when we preach what he preached, there's going to be that confrontation. And the level of persecution that we've received in the United States or the West is nowhere near the level that is received in other nations around the world. And, you know, I'd love to say, hey, you're never going to, you know, when you step out and talk to your friends, you're not going to be persecuted. You are most likely going to be confronted. And you need to have the Word in your heart at that time so that the Holy Spirit can bring to remembrance what you've deposited in there. But my concern is many Christians don't have the defense because they've never stored up the Word. In fact, in Matthew 4, when Christ was confronted by Satan, he quoted the book of Deuteronomy on three occasions. He never got involved in a conversation with the enemy. He merely quoted the Word of God, and he is our example. That is how we should respond, because the Word is powerful, it is two-edged, it separates soul and spirit, it penetrates to the heart, and that is the best way to evangelize.
Perfect. And the book's called Lionheart: Unleash the Warrior Within by author Carl Joseph. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it.